Kingston's own John Wright has been recognized with the 2025 Lifetime Achievement Award from the Tourism Industry Association of Ontario, honoring a career that shaped not only Kingston's tourism and entertainment scene, but the province's. The award was presented on Tuesday at the Ontario Tourism Summit in Ottawa. Wright's career began in Kingston's radio scene more than four decades ago, where he built Eastern Ontario's top stations. His work later expanded to the acquisition and development of Kingston's Thousand Islands Cruises and Kingston Trolley Tours. Alongside many other landmarks in the city, Wright also developed the Waterfront Confederation Place Hotel and led the charge on major downtown revitalization projects, including the push for downtown's large venue entertainment center, now known as Slush Puppy Place. His longtime colleague Hugh McKenzie, who worked with John and Kim Wright for over three decades, says John's impact has always come down to his leadership style.
He inspired, he mentored me, he always sort of put the ball back to me and say, well, how would we do this, and what do you want to do here, and that type of stuff. He was amazing at building good leaders. Put the ball in the hands of aspiring young talent, but again, behind the scenes, he was always supportive, bringing on ideas, bringing on challenges, and then letting the talent that we were developing, he's always investing in mentoring and developing talent, and this is how he's able to influence so many things across the community.
McKenzie says Wright's influence extends well beyond the businesses he's built.
John's one of those really important behind-the-scenes players. He plants seeds and then works with the talent to inspire people to collaborate, not just within the organization, but across the community.
I was wondering if you could kind of speak to what you think it is that makes John stand out so much in this industry.
Vision, mentorship, and leadership. John always told me, what's good for Kingston is good for our enterprise, whether it was the Boat Line or K-Rock. So, and Kingston outperforms almost in every metric in tourism, certainly across the province and not across the country. And that's why John's influence has been so impactful.
And while Wright may not have sought the spotlight himself, McKenzie says this award cements his legacy.
Well, I think it's brought his name to the fore in a way, as I discussed earlier, he would never have aspired to. So when we look at the how well his enterprises have done, we think of who was at the forefront. You know, is it Hugh McKenzie? Is it Glenn Williams? Is it Eric Ferguson? But it's that element of, no, now we see John Touchstone on so many aspects of Kingston and the province and things that are at a national level in terms of comparative performance. We know that it would not have happened without John.
With his work connecting Kingston by airwaves, water, and trolley lines, Wright has charted a course for Kingston's tourism and culture unlike any other. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.